Joining us now, you've seen him definitely on Jay Leno. He's out on the street. He's doing interviews. He's known for his interviewing techniques in one way or another. The guy has a huge career, and I gotta say, you've been everywhere. Welcome him now, John Melendez, to the program.
Hello, Jay. How you doing, man?
Doing good, brother. I gotta tell you, back in like '93. I was actually part of your mailing list when you put out that album on Razor and Tie Records, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. It's all good. So, first of all, how has the writer's strike been affecting you? I mean, the news just came out that it's going to be over with now, so yeah. That's good. But how has it been affecting you lately?
Well, I mean, I was out of work for 2 months, and, you know, like, I don't have that kind of disposable income, so I was sitting there going, oh, my God, I mean, you know, no pay for 2 straight months is not good.
No. Now, did you get a chance to work on any side projects without the, you know, the Writers Guild knowing? I mean, you know, they don't have, like, little elves that go around and figure out who's working on what,
right? I thought they did,
right? No, but, you know, I'm not in the guild, so I was able to write my next script, you know, so that was good. I mean, I had 2 months to do that, so I just, you know, hung out in the garage with about 100 beers and finished the next script.
And this one, is this the Tripping the Rift?
Oh, no, that's the animated series I do on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. What's the script for?
I have a movie coming out that I just sold to National Lampoon, which comes out April 15th, called, you know, One Too Many. And but I also, during the strike, I wrote another script that I'll probably be shooting in August.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've always wanted to do. I mean, you know, I went to NYU for film and television, and it's always been my passion, and I'm so happy I could finally be in television, and now I just got to conquer the film thing, you know?
Exactly. Well, you have been, I mean, you've done some stuff in film. Some of the credits, I just want to go over this, because I totally forgot. You were in Airheads.
Yeah.
You did a brief cameo in that. Now, which part were you again?
I was the, I don't know if you can say it. I was the pleasuring himself rocker. You know, that was my credit. I'm the guy who says I used to pleasure myself constantly.
You know? Yeah.
See, and when you watch Airheads, you're going to be going, wait a minute, no, I can't remember. Well, now when you see him on Jay Leno, of course, he's got short hair. But back then, that was during the long hair phase.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty awful movie. And it's, you know, the worst part about it is that, you know, I had a song in the soundtrack because I was signed to Atlantic. So I had a song, I'll Talk My Way Out of It. And, you know, here I have it in the soundtrack. And it turns out it's the only Adam Sandler movie that doesn't make money.
Now, okay, dude, where's my car? Where were you in that one?
Oh, another great role. I'm the guy who lives in the closet and comes out and urinates on the
plant. That's right!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh!
That won some Academy Awards, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, right?
I gotta say.
I've had an illustrious film career so far.
So, let's get our business out of the way. We've got, of course, a great deal going on because you've been everywhere. You've partied everywhere. And Vegas is definitely the place to be.
Oh, I love Las Vegas. I'm sure you guys do. I mean, you know, you guys are Palm Springs, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump through the desert over. When was the last time you've been to Vegas? Has it been there recently?
I was there 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks? Okay. Okay, I haven't been there in about 2 months. Which shows are going on? I know there's the Blue Man Group going on somewhere. There's
Love.
Yeah, that's the Beatles thing, right?
Yeah, it was the Beatles thing. But you know, I saw the Cirque du Soleil. Did you ever see that?
No. How is that?
Dude, it is so good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you know, I actually went twice. I went once alone, and I brought my kids. And it's just great. And,
nice.
I mean, you know, and then, you know, I just saw George Wallace 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, he's hilarious, man.
Dude, he's great.
Man. He is. That's. We're on the line with John Melendez. You know him from The Tonight Show?
You know, if you guys, if you ever want to hook up in Vegas, I'd love to. I always need an excuse to go. I just got to tell my wife, I got to go for business.
Yeah, we got work.
It's a business.
Work.
So, real quick, what's coming up now that we're getting out of the writer's strike? You're coming back to Jay Leno. You're obviously going to be going out on the street. Have you got any pent-up bits that you're going to be performing?
Yeah, I'm going to do another I'll Bet on Anything soon. That's where I just bet, you know, people that I'll beat them in anything, and I usually get my, you know, butt kicked. But, but I'll be doing that soon, and, you know, and now if you come to the show, I'm the warm-up guy, so I do all the, you know, I do all the prep, you know, like before the show starts. So I go out there and give away t-shirts and tell a few jokes and play some songs and everything.
Nice.
You know, that's what we need to do. We need to get some tickets to go to a taping of the Leno show.
Well,
sure,
I'll tell you, dude, you know, I will definitely, anytime you want to come, I'll give you my number after we get off the air and, you know, give me a buzz and you'll come down to the show and I'll show you around.
That is awesome.
But
on the line.
It's not as good as going to Vegas.
John Melendez from The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John, thank you so much for being on the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And put me on hold and I'll give you my number. I just don't want it to get out there. That happened to me once and I got 2,000 calls from St. Louis.